That is one question. And people will answer it. And if I want to make it sharper or stronger, the question would be not only is it more heroic to give one's life for another, but there is a question which is really a part of Talmudic ethics, which is being heroic or giving myself for others is not necessarily the higher ethical attitude. Because any kind of ethics, and that is from Kantian ethics to other ethics, ethics needs to have within it, embedded in it, some notion of equality, the notion of justice. The point that somebody else always takes precedence is, on the face of it, doesn't seem to be of a higher ethical value. It is just a way, a form of expressing oneself, but it is not necessarily higher or better. Now, that is a problem that people face while they themselves are interested parties. But sometimes, for a third party, it becomes a very different question. The third party has a chance. I have place only for one. I can save only one life, or a limited number of lives. Who takes precedence? Let me give an example which is quite commonplace in our time. There are two patients that need a heart transplant. There are not so many abundant hearts that are ready for that procedure. Now comes, there is a heart. Who gets it? Now, many times the doctor knows that the one that gets it is given at least a better chance to live, and the other that is not given it is almost condemned to death. Now, how do I make the choice? And here comes a whole consideration, which is, let's put it in a way which has many, many ramifications, but there are two people that I'm considering. In one way or another, one of them is a fellow who is a criminal, a semi-moron, and an old man. The other one is a nice, beautiful, intelligent, and well-behaved person. One of them is a criminal with a very long record. The other is possibly, let's say, a scientist with promise and also with a record. Who takes precedence? Now, I may say that if I would deal with it as a social, from only social criteria, I would say, okay, I know. There are some that are, to use Orwell's expression, everybody is equal, but there are some that are more equal. Now the question is, are there people that are more equal? In the Talmudic discussion of the same problem, and as I said, the problem in itself is a problem. And it rises in a number of occasions, not all of them dramatic in the same way, but they rise in a fair number of cases. And then the expression there is about a person that is threatened that if he won't kill somebody, he will himself be killed. which is, as I said, the question of duress is comes either from within or from objective reasons, or it comes from human intervention, but there is duress. So there is duress. And he comes to ask the rabbi. And the rabbi said, who told you that your blood is redder than the blood of so-and-so? Now, sometimes a person may say, obviously it is redder, or say, let's say, superior. Look at him and look at me. See? Now, let me just say, and I add it because people that are dealing with this subject, many of them doctors, are making decisions, fair and unfair decisions, learned and sometimes automatic, instinctive, and sometimes biased decisions. In many cases, I will say, well, a young person should take precedence over an old one. Is it so? Is there any kind of a value connected with expectation of life? Should I ask his insurance agent to give me an assessment? Who is a bigger risk? And as I say, what is the value of a people? One person is a lonely person. Nobody is attached to him. The other is a father of a big family. Who takes precedence?